We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys basketball. Xyria HK has a new head coach this year. Jackson Ratcliffe takes over as head coach for the Spartans as we take a look at Xyria's upcoming season. And, Coach, I guess congratulations on getting the job. And how do you feel about your basketball team as you prepare for the season?
I feel really good. I feel confident going into the season. I think we got a great group of kids out, and I think we can do really good this season.
So let's talk a little bit about your background. Where are you from originally, and how did you come into the job here at Xyria HK?
I played for this team 2 years ago, actually, and I saw a job opened up, and I just thought it'd be great to take.
Okay. You're a recent grad, so you're a young coach. This would be your first job, I would assume.
Yeah.
What's that like for you to do that? And are you going to college right now?
Yes, I am in college right now.
Okay. Where are you
taking courses online?
Okay. Where are you going? Oh, you're taking courses online. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what made you want to become a head coach?
Well, I love the game of basketball, and I want to inspire kids to not only become good at what they're trying to do in the sport, but just inspire kids to do good in life.
Very good. And so let's start with looking at this team from an overall sense. Give me your overall perspective of what you got on this basketball team coming into the season.
I got three seniors starting tonight in our Jamboree because we have a Jamboree tonight. And then I have a returning center. And then I have some guys that have been on JV for a couple of years that are going to be coming up.
Okay. Well, let's start. Why don't you go through your three seniors and tell me about a little bit about each of them and what you like about their abilities.
Austin, Owen, and Bryce are my three seniors. And I just think they've been – Austin and Owen have been out all 4 years, and they've just stuck with the program. And they both started last year, and I think they can do some real damage this year. And then Bryce, this is his second year out, I believe, I want to say, maybe his third. But he can attack the hoop really well, and his attacking ability is really good. I just think he can be a great player as well.
Austin is fairly new to the game last year. I mean, I remember Tony Sanistabin was telling me it's like kind of came out of nowhere a little bit last year and became one of the leading scorers on the team. What do you like about just what he can do from an athletic standpoint, from a basketball standpoint, and how whether he can carry the load as a number one scorer this year?
Yeah, I think he easily could. He's one of the greatest shooters I've seen in a while, and I think his shot ability is going to do some wonders this year.
And what about Owen Jewell as a senior and what he can accomplish for you, either offensively, defensively, or whatever?
I think he's a really good defender, and he'll be guarding one of the other team's best player a lot of times this year. So I like his defensive ability, and I think he's also just a really good option to score too.
Mm-hmm. You do lose Josh Nelson and Kanan Hansen, two seniors off of last year's squad. Who else do you see is kind of taking over those spots in the starting rotation this year?
Anthony Young, he started last year, I believe, or he was a sixth man, one or the other. But I think he's really developed, and I've worked with him a lot before this season, and I think he's just going to be able to take over inside, and I think he'll be really dominant inside this year.
So after Anthony Young, who else do you see as starters?
We have a guy that's out for a Jamboree tonight. His name is Blake Nelson. He's getting his wisdom teeth out, so he won't be there, but he'll be back eventually once his wisdom teeth are done, and I think he'll be really good. But after him, we have Cooper Paulson starting tonight, and I think he's really good. He'll be able to stretch the floor and knock down a couple of threes for us tonight.
Okay. How would you describe the depth? I mean, how deep do you think you're going to be going this year?
I think around seven people.
Okay, so a short bench overall. Yeah. What kind of style do you want to bring to Exira EHK in style of basketball, either offense or defense?
I like defense more. I think to be able to win basketball games, defense wins championships. And I just want our guys to communicate, and I want them to compete every game. If we communicate and we compete every single game, I think we'll be fine. We can stay in every game.
Like, what style of defenses do you like to play?
I like man and zone, whatever. Depends on the personnel and what the other team struggles with.
How would you say the team has adjusted to defense in the preseason practices?
I think they've adjusted well. They know my philosophies, and they've been working hard, and I can tell that we're going to improve a lot from last year.
What's it like coaching kids that are, you know, like you pretty much played with some of these kids just a couple of years ago? How's that like for you?
Well, going into this season, I set a standard that they're obviously going to listen to me, or it's going to be a long season. I think they understood that, and we've been working hard, and I think we'll do some great things.
What do you see as the biggest keys for this team to have a successful season?
My three seniors got to step up a lot this year. Obviously, Josh Nelson took a huge load off, but there's those seniors this year are going to have to take another huge step in their game. And I think their abilities are really, really high, and they can do some great things. So if they do what they're capable of, we'll be fine.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the job, and best of luck to you throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you very much.
Jackson Ratcliffe, new head coach for Exira HK Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.